This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of marriage as God designed it, we've discovered there are physical, rational, romantic, emotional, and social dimensions to marriage. They're all important, but in John 3, we are introduced to the spiritual dimension. Sadly, many couples get married without considering the importance of this dimension. John the Baptist introduced it when he referred to Jesus as the bridegroom and those who would believe in him as his bride. When Christians marry, they don't just become one flesh, they become one in Christ. Jesus Christ becomes their foundation stone upon which they will build their marriage. He also is the one who created them, saved them, and holds them together. He promises never to leave or forsake them. In Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, Solomon explained, "Two are better than one. If two lie down together, they will keep warm. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." Jesus Christ is the strongest of the three cords in a Christian marriage. There is good reason to believe he will hold the marriage together. All of this is a part of God's ultimate plan to reconcile all who believe in Jesus Christ to himself. The grand celebration that wraps up God's idea on marriage takes place in the wedding banquet of the Lamb described in Revelation 19. Sharing what we have studied this week at my grandson and his wife's wedding was a blessing because they both have experienced all of this and joyfully await that great day. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.